Two.
Blast off.
One. Okay, let's go. We are in Parak 24 in the Art School, page 487. Thank you. In the Feldheim, page 169, top of the page. Oh, no. Sorry. In the Feldheim.
We're on a page.
The Feldheim, we are in. Where did I get this?
Over here.
Oh, sorry, page 171 in the green. So again, a quick chazara for everybody. Quick chazara of sanity and understanding life. Yiras Shamayim is split into two, which becomes three. Number one is Yiras Onish. You're getting punished, but that's the most basic level of Yira. I don't do it because I'm going to get punished. Level number two is Yiras Haromus, which is awe, which is a relationship with Hashem. Yira, Melashon Re'iya. I see Hashem, I experience Hashem. And within Yiras Haromus is Yiras Hachet, which I'm afraid to do something wrong, which we left off yesterday, was the fear is not while you're either before you do an Aveira or B'shas Maisa of the mitzvah. The Yira is in general. And we compared it to somebody who goes out on a date and he has a great date. And then afterwards, he's scared. Why are you scared? She's not there. Why are you scared? You didn't do anything wrong. He starts thinking, okay, I hope I don't mess up. I said this wrong. I said this, which we're going to see in a second. Okay? So here he goes. And he's going to talk now, the Ramchal now a little bit, is just going to talk about how the ultimate Yira is constant. There's like a constant Yira. Obviously, this is the end of the Mesil Sharam. It's not, do not try this at home. Let's at least be on the Madrega of developing slowly a relationship with Hashem. This is a very, exactly. Let's have Yiras Hachet and try and develop a relationship with Hashem. This is a really high level where you're constantly afraid. That's what he's saying. This is like the Malachim. Charedim has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with Israel. Nothing to do with anything. Some people just made it up. Don't buy into it. You don't have to use that word. Chared just means that you're afraid. So I don't know what it has to do with who votes for who, right? If you have charad in your heart, then you have charad in your heart. V'roshim tamim b'nei geis Hashem, right? Parenthetically, in my house, we don't, obviously this isn't the forum for this year, but I'll say it here anyway. In my house, we don't use the word, any of those words. We don't use the word dati, chiloni, baba, charedi, that just has to do with politics, has nothing to do with reality. And the reason I thought about it, because it just said right now, chared. Chared means you have yira, you have fear. Because they constantly are afraid of Hashem. They're sweating out of fear of Hashem. If you think you have this, yeah, you don't have it. And if a person, right, realize when it's actually talking about the Malachim, right, that the Shechina is in that place, he rad v'rash v'raygis. Right, you're scared, you tremor, you shudder, you quiver. Right, they shudder, the land, the shamayim. Whatever this means, the world itself is shaking. Kol shkein b'nei adam. For sure, us. Why? Because we're. That's the malachim. The malachim have this fear. The sun has this fear. The world has this fear, and they don't have Bechira. So for sure, us, that we have Bechira, and we could do something against Hashem. So for sure, we should have fear. Right, being human, all these psukim, basically a human being is mortal, and we're fragile. And we're human beings. That's it. We're not malachim. We're not angels. And we're of course af shoychnei batei chomer. We live physically. So for sure, there is supposed to be this aspect of fear. Like Elihu said, af zois yechrad libi v'yiter v'mkoymer. Shimush amiru goes to koyli zois. Oh, I don't know why I didn't underline this. See a new underline we have. Zois hi ayira mitis. This is the true Yira. Sheroy li shechazit yel panav tamid v'lei sasur imenu. That wasn't on the line. Okay, very good. Ah, okay, so that's it. Yiras Achait, everyone hears that? So Yiras Romamus has a branch, and that branch is called Yiras Achait. And that Yiras Achait is not Bishas Maisa, it's just living, existing. Okay, now the Ramchal is going to say Yiras Achait has two parts to it. Here he goes. Achelke Yirazos Shnayim. One is now, and one is for the future. And the second, sorry. One is now in the future, and the second is the past. Here he goes. Bahoive, presently, Ushiadam Yari Vidayigal Mashu Isa, Masha Hilchasis Ben Yabidavar, Ben Yikon is by Aza Davar Shalay Lefichmay Yisbarach. That's like a little bit classic Yiras Romusai. Yiras Romus. Ba'avar, in the past, Ushiadam Choshev Tamin. So the present is, okay, here I go. I'm going to daven. Am I thinking about Hashem? I'm going to learn. Am I thinking about Hashem? I'm going to do this Aveira. Uh-oh, Hashem's watching. Don't do it. That's in the Hove. That's just the Hove. Okay? The Avar is Shia Adam Choshev, and this is, do not take this, this is not for us, maybe Yom Kippur. Shia Adam Choshev Tomer Amasha Kfar Asa. That he thinks about what he did. This is where the date comes in. V'yidag ben yitzam edagzir is chet b'lei shiada. He'll say, uh-oh, maybe I said something that I forgot. Maybe I didn't realize that I did something wrong. So you go out with the girl, you have a good date, then afterwards you're thinking of the past, of maybe I messed up. Bukinyam Baba ben Buta, Shemakrav Ashram Tali b'chol yoyim, V'yuvachamishai, right, he would bring a Ashram Tali every day, which is an Ashram saying, maybe I did an Aveira. V'yuvachamishai b'na v'yamashkim v'la oylas misbar kulam kiyomar, Ulai chatu banai, maybe I did something wrong, maybe my children don't know, Amruzal, Moshav Aaron, Pinin Shem and Amishcha, right? This, you guys know the Pasuk, but you don't know the context, and he's going to say it. Sheves, Hinei Matoy v'manoyim, Sheves Acham Kamiachan, is from here. That what? Binyan Shem and Amishcha, Moshe Aaron. Moshe put on the oil on Aaron to be a Kohen. Shrei Nemer Boy al Psar Adam Lo Yisach. Don't smear the oil. Well, Aaron is Tavish Mishra Boy. But Aaron, they said, smear the oil on him. But you misyarim shemamalu, right? The din of Mi'ilah is you abuse the Kedusha. So they were worried, uh-oh, we used the oil for Aaron's beard. Maybe we used it inappropriately. Shenagu shleika mitzvah, zelashayinam. Galdavar said, dog, ma'yishavar, ma'yishavamalti. Now that's good, b'shem ha'mishcha. He was worried, maybe I messed up. Yatsa tabaskal v'amra, here it is. Kashem and atoy v'al ha'roish yoyrid al ha'zakon. Just like the oil on your head drips down to his beard on the beard of Aaron, ketal chermon, like the dew of the chermon. Ma tal chermon ein bo me'ila, av shem ha'mishcha shem z'Aaron ein bo me'ila. Just like the dew on the chermon, there's no holiness to it and it's all good, you didn't abuse it, so too by Aaron. V'adayin Aaron doig, but Aaron was still worried. Interesting, because you see that Aaron also was doig by the eagle also. He constantly was worried, uh-oh, maybe I messed up. Shema Moshe Loimal Vanimalti. Yasa Baskol Vamer, here it is. Hine Matov Uma Naim Sheves Achim Gam Yachad. Ma Moshe Loimal Avat Loimalta. Hare Lecha Midatam Shel Chasidim. You see the midas of Chasidim. And again, Chasidim here has nothing to do with, right, Burichata. He's not talking about Chasidim. He's talking about Chasidim. Not that a Burichata can't be, right? It's a carpenter. It's a Chusid and a Chusid. He's Baider. That's what they would say. So you could be. Is that what they say? Baider means both? You're both. Baider. He's both. He's both a Chasid and a Chusid. But he's not, but the Ramchal, he's not talking about a Chusid. He's talking about a Chasid. Right? You could be a chassid, doesn't matter. You're a chassid. A chassid is somebody who's worried, and he's worried, maybe I messed up. Also, maybe I didn't act properly. Don't worry, Avram. And Reb Levi Amar, Lefishoya, Avram mispached, v'omer bein kol uchlusin. We're almost 10 minutes, guys. See what happens in a few minutes? You might be transported to another hemisphere. Baruch Hashem. Sharakti, Shema, you've been named Tzadik Echad, or Yerushmaim Echal Vichal Nemrel Al Tira Avram. He said, don't worry. Maybe I killed someone innocently. He said, don't worry, Avram. And then Tanit be Elio. Elio Anavi said in Parakhafei, Altira Avram, Ein Oirim Altira? Who do you tell not to be afraid? Elamishu Yare Shemaim Lamito. A true Yare Shemaim, you tell him to be afraid. Which fits, by the way, guys. What does it say over here? No Hashem, no fear. You know Hashem, no fear. That's where we got it from. If you know Hashem, you have nothing to be afraid of. That's what the Bali Moser say. Yerushmai means you're only afraid of Hashem. So you're not afraid of anything else. So you can only say Altira Avram to someone who's, right, who's totally on that madrega. I love it. Unbelievable. I mean, Hashem created the world for what? For us to recognize Him. That's the whole purpose we're in this world. That's the whole purpose. Va'ata Yisrael, that's this whole entire Sefer. Wait till we finish the Sefer by the Ramchal, by the Kever. Right? Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha. The whole entire Sefer is built on the Pasuk of Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha, Shol Me'imach, Ki'im Li'ira. That's how it starts off. Yiras Hashem, to end off in Yiras Hashem. That's where we're ending. I mean, we end off in Kedusha, end off by Tchias HaMeisim, but ultimately it's Lilamed. For a person to learn how to view of Hashem, Sherak LaMoisha Hayakala Siga Mibnei Roiv Dveikusa BaYisparach, because he was very connected to Hashem, so he saw Hashem. Remember, Yira means you're with Hashem; He's with you. Ki Acherim Vaday Shachomer Maynei Gadol Hulahem. The problem is, the more physical, the less God. That's the way it works. You like it, you don't like it. So people are going to say, "Oh, how do you elevate the physical?" We didn't get there yet. That's Kedusha. Kedusha is already elevating. And the Ramchal is going to teach us, you can't elevate unless you first detach from it. You have to first detach. So anybody who talks about elevating physical, first he has to remove himself from physical, then he engages in physical, and then he lifts it up. But if you're still sunken and sucked in by the physical, you can't lift it up. It's actually lifting you up or pushing you down, probably more appropriately. Amam kol chosid v'chosid, roi loy lishtadel. You gotta try as best you can. Try as best as you can to be masig yira, to have Hashem, and to pull yourself a little bit away from this chomer. V'nemar yiras Hashem kidoishav. Interesting that he uses kedusha now, right? Even though we have derech knias hayira, I think it's like a segue into kedusha, which is the last perek. We are a perek and basically two perakim away from finishing Ramchal Mirtashem tomorrow night. Hopefully we'll finish Bli Neder tomorrow night. Hopefully by the end of the week we'll finish the next Perek. And we're basically, then we'll have to figure out how we're finishing Perek Chavav. Should take us about 20 minutes by the Ramchal's Kever. Bli Neder Mirtashem. Have a wonderful day.